From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, September 15th, 2025. Most Mainers are now eligible for the COVID vaccine following a standing order that the state CDC issued last week to overcome federal restrictions. But as Patty White reports, it may take some time for the vaccine to be broadly available.
The standing order is essentially a prescription for all Mainers older than 6 months to get the COVID vaccine. State CDC Director Dr. Pateri Vaz says while the order makes it easier for people to get the shot, they may need to wait for pharmacies to have supply.
Everyone will start to get all their stuff around probably closer to the end of September, mid-October. But I will always check first just in case.
A spokesperson for CVS says the company opened appointments in Maine on Sunday. And Amelia Arnold of the Maine Pharmacy Association says she expects even more availability within the next day or two as pharmacies update policies and software following the state order. Meanwhile, the CDC's Dr. Voss says the COVID vaccine is not yet widely available for children. That's because most childhood vaccines in Maine are distributed through a federal program and can only be ordered after they're recommended by a federal advisory committee. That advisory committee, ACIP, meets at the end of this week. Bob recommends checking with providers for availability. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Maine's two senators appear divided over whether a Portland attorney should be named to a federal appellate court. Kevin Miller reports.
President Trump nominated Joshua Dunlap earlier this year to fill a vacancy on the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston. Republican Senator Susan Collins supports Dunlap, who is currently a partner at the law firm Pierce Atwood. But in a rare split for a nominee from Maine, independent Senator Angus King has withheld his support so far. In the not-so-distant past, the Senate Judiciary Committee wouldn't advance a circuit court nominee who failed to win endorsements from both of their home state senators. But last week, the committee voted 12-10 along party lines to send Dunlap's nomination to the full Senate. A coalition of groups wants Collins to withdraw her support because they fear Dunlap will vote to undermine reproductive rights and marriage equality. But Collins has pointed out that Dunlap received a unanimous, well-qualified rating from the American Bar Association. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Classes at Scarborough High School were canceled today following the unexpected death of assistant high school principal Jacob Brown. Brown was killed in a fiery crash Saturday night in Cumberland. As Maddie Smith reports, Maine State Police are investigating why Brown sped off during a traffic stop before crashing into the woods.
Maine State Police say they received calls Saturday night about a vehicle driving erratically on 295 southbound near Richmond. They say troopers tried to stop 34-year-old Jacob Brown of Scarborough, who was the sole occupant of the vehicle, but say Brown suddenly sped off. With troopers in pursuit, Brown veered off the highway in Cumberland and crashed into some woods. Police say the vehicle was engulfed in flames, and Brown, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected. Troopers attempted to perform life-saving measures, but Brown was pronounced dead a short time later. The Maine State Police are still investigating the crash, but say they believe speed and alcohol were contributing factors. Brown was the assistant principal at Scarborough High School, where he previously served as hockey coach and athletic director. Counseling is being offered to faculty, staff, and students. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
A state lawmaker from York County says she may challenge First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree in next year's Democratic primary. Representative Tiffany Roberts, who has represented North and South Berwick in the Maine House for 7 years, has announced the formation of an exploratory committee to help her decide whether to enter the primary. Roberts describes herself as more of a centrist who's willing to work across the aisle.
I do say I bring a different voice, and I do think that the semi-open primaries will, in theory, play a part in that to see whether that is something that folks are looking for.
Pingree was first elected in 2008 and has never faced a primary challenger during her subsequent campaigns. Last year, she received nearly 60% of the vote in a three-way race. A Bangor-based wedding catering business is the subject of more than 20 consumer complaints from couples who say services fell short or were never provided. As Nora Sachs reports, the business owner is vowing to refund the money they paid up front.
According to the Maine Attorney General's office, 22 consumer complaints have been filed against the business formerly known as Simply Catered by Bethany, now known as Vista and Vows, since 2024. All but two of the complaints were made in August and September of this year. Disgruntled couples have recently taken to social media to air their grievances. They allege their special day was ruined by staff showing up late, serving the wrong food or not enough of it, poor communication, and abrupt cancellations. Many clients are warning others to avoid what they describe as a, quote, full-blown scam. Owner Bethany Gregory acknowledges she's been dealing with staffing issues this season.
There are some situations that have occurred that were outside of our control that have definitely led to some problems.
A spokesperson with the AG's office says most of the complaints had to do with the company's failure to provide a refund, and the reported losses range from around $3,000 to $34,000. She would not confirm or deny that an investigation is underway. Meanwhile, Gregory says she plans to issue refunds where appropriate when some ongoing software issues are resolved. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nora Sachs.
Severe drought conditions in northern New England are affecting the region's hydropower generation. Nick Hollister from the clean energy company First Light says water levels are too low for dams to create abundant electricity.
And as a result, other forms of power have to pick up the load. And in New England, the first and most prevalent option for where that power comes from is natural gas.
Hydropower made up just 4% of total power in New England in July. That's about half the monthly average generation, according to records from regional grid operator ISO New England. Recent rainfall did little to ease a severe drought across more than half of Maine. The Abbey Museum in Bar Harbor has begun the process of returning 16 cultural items in its collection to the Wabanaki tribes. According to a notice under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, the museum says the items are burial offerings, including tools, fabric, and animal hide, likely excavated sometime in the 1800s. Curator Aaron Miller says the museum has worked with the tribes to repatriate items before.
The Abbey, because its early focus was really primarily on the archaeology of the region, so many of those collections ended up here over the years.
Miller says the museum is working with the Wabanaki Intertribal Repatriation Committee to return the items. The museum conducted a similar transfer back in 2020. And that's this evening's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, how Maine's architects are working together to solve affordable housing challenges. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.